Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, with iOS 14.5, Apple introduced some interesting changes to the interface of the podcast app. But one small change that users might not have noticed until now is that Apple is replacing the word subscribe with follow for podcasts. So what this means is that in Apple Podcasts with iOS 14.5, you'll no longer be able to subscribe to a podcast, but rather follow one. This comes as new research from Edison Research shows that around 47% of users associate the word subscribe with paid content. So theoretically, this results in fewer people using the podcast app because they don't understand that the content is free. So Apple hopes that using the word follow will make it clearer to users that podcasting is free to listen to. But on the flip side, this also comes as rumors indicate Apple is working on a new paid podcast platform. Details here are unclear, but not using the word subscribe for every podcast may be related to Apple eventually encouraging users to subscribe to Apple Podcast Plus, or whatever it might be called. This is only the latest update Apple has made to the podcast app. Earlier this week, the company announced a partnership with Common Sense Media to highlight curated podcast suggestions for kids. Apple also introduced its first original podcast associated with an Apple TV Plus show, For All Mankind. iOS 14.5 with these new podcast features is expected to be released to the public sometime this spring. In other news, Apple is rolling out a new firmware update for AirPods Max. The company does not provide many details on this firmware update, but the new version brings the over-ear headphones to version 3C39. Apple doesn't provide any sort of release notes for AirPods firmware, but this AirPods Max update comes as many users complain of battery drain issues with and without the smart case. Some users have also reported connectivity issues when using AirPods Max with their Mac. So ideally, this new version of AirPods Max firmware will help resolve these issues, and it could make some changes to the power management system of the headphones. Furthermore, Apple does not make it easy to manually update your AirPods to new firmware versions. Instead, the company says updates will install when AirPods Max are connected via Bluetooth to your iPhone. To check your AirPods firmware version, open the Settings app on your iPhone, navigate to the Bluetooth menu, find your AirPods Max in the list of devices, tap the I next to them, and look at the firmware version number. Again, the newest AirPods Max firmware version is 3C39. If this is what you see in the Settings app, then it means your AirPods Max are fully updated. If not, the update should install when connected to your iPhone via Bluetooth. Rounding out today, corroborating reports from previous publications, Nikkei Supply Chain Review says that Apple has cut overall iPhone 12 production by around 20% for the first half of the year, with most of this shortfall coming from weaker-than-expected iPhone 12 mini demand. Nikkei says that Apple had originally told suppliers to prepare for production of around 100 million iPhones to cover demand across the first half of 2021. But this number has been reduced because of iPhone 12 mini sales. Now, Apple is reportedly targeting production of around 75 million iPhone models for the first half of 2021. This is a small year-over-year increase, but when you look at the full 2021 target of 230 million units, that's a 10% rise over 2020 full year, which was affected by the pandemic. So Apple is forecasting a minor increase year-over-year for the first half of 2021, and a larger increase for the entire year. But perhaps more notably, the Nikkei review has some new details on Apple's plans to update the MacBook Pro lineup with Apple Silicon. The report explains that the Apple Silicon MacBook Pro models were originally planned to enter mass production sometime in May or June. But now Apple has pushed this to the second half of the year. So this naturally suggests a fall announcement for the highly anticipated update to the MacBook Pro. But this news is not necessarily surprising. It means that the new MacBook Pros would come roughly a full year after Apple introduced the first round of M1 Max. The new MacBook Pros are expected to feature a new industrial design with squared-off sides, and the return of ports such as the SD card slot and HDMI. MagSafe power connectivity is also expected to come back, similar to what we had in the 2015 MacBook Pro, and of course these new models will feature next-generation Apple Silicon inside. So while an announcement for the new MacBook Pros at WWDC had once seemed possible, today's report likely means we'll be waiting a bit longer until sometime in the fall. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.